I just finished riding the new attraction at Universal Studios, the Harry Potter ride. The exit to the ride leads straight to the gift shop filled with all different types of Harry Potter apparel. As I wander through the shop, my friend's request echoed in my conscience. After 5 minutes, I walk out to meet back with my family. My sister then asked if we could all stop and check out the Harry Potter themed candy shop. Excitingly, I went with her as I was always intrigued by the magical candy they portrayed in the Harry Potter movies. The shop had chocolate wands, jelly bean flies, caramel apples, and best of all, chocolate frogs. Another 5 minutes of browsing through the shop, her and I walk out. As we approach her family, who was waiting on us, I suddenly feel a tap on my shoulder. I turn around to a badge on my face. The person who tapped on my shoulder was an undercover cop disguised as an everyday tourist. The request that my friend asked of me was to swipe me a pin. Today, a swipe is used by some in place of steel. Right after riding the Harry Potter ride, I stole a pin from the gift shop. My friend was a big collector when it came to pins, and it wasn't a big deal to me. After I stole that pin from the gift shop, I also stole a chocolate frog from the candy shop. It turns out this undercover cop seen me steal the pin and followed me to the candy shop to see if I would steal again. If I didn't steal again, he would have let me go over the pin, but I didn't. Since I stole another item, he found it then necessary to intervene. The cop debriefed my family of what just happened as I put my head down, scared to make eye contact with my family and see their faces. My dad then went with me to the cop and the cop down to the detainment center at Universal. They went over the crime I committed and the repercussions it came with. The whole time, my dad looked at me in anger and disappointment, trying to apologize to the cop, telling him he didn't raise me to be like this, and that really hurt me. Thief itself is immoral and wrong. I felt I deserved the punishment of the fine they gave me, but what was worse than the punishment was the disappointment in my grandma and parents' face. Walking to my family with this cop was one of the most nerve-wracking and frightening moments of my life. I didn't want them to find out what I had done because I knew they would be devastated that the child they raised was a thief. It really hit me when I disappointed my family. They shook their heads, sighed, and looked at me differently. This guilt was different. I suddenly put myself in their shoes. The baby they gave birth to, nurtured for, taught, and loved has grown into a thief. I completely changed the image of myself and lost the trust of my family members. Making your parents think they raised you wrong and that it's their fault was agonizing. It wasn't their fault, it was mine. They raised me the right way, taught me right from wrong, and always provided for everything I needed. I wanted them to know how sincerely sorry I was and that it wasn't their fault, but it was just a dumb decision made by me. Looking back at that time in my life, not only did it teach me never to steal again, but that everything you do comes with a consequence, either positive or negative. Your choices affect you and your surroundings. From this experience, it changed how I now go about things. Think before you act is now saying that I truly live by. I learned that my actions not only affect me, but affect the ones I love most. When I fall down, my family falls down with me, but when I excel, my family is right there with me, proud as can be. It made me realize what I want to continue to do, and that's to never make my family feel like that again. And for them to feel that they did an excellent job in raising me as I continue to grow and be the best man I can be inside and out.